Most of the Midwest will see a good mix of weather as we go forward through the coming week to 10 days, and that will likely stimulate some more field work. It will also help to support a well-established early season crop, and it will also help to stimulate a faster rate of crop development because our temperatures are going to trend warmer. Right now, this morning, the biggest headliner is the cold weather that occurred out in parts of the western Corn Belt. Frost and freezes were reported in many areas from Missouri northward into the Canadian border areas in Minnesota and the eastern parts of North Dakota. And we also saw a little frost in parts of Michigan and then some in northwestern Illinois. And it looks as though today's lowest temperatures were in northwestern Iowa and some immediate neighboring areas in Minnesota and parts of South Dakota. These areas saw temperatures that were as cold as 23 degrees. And any corn that was up and emerged in those areas probably was damaged in the sense of losing most of its vegetative leaf mass. But the growing point is still below the surface, and the crops will recover, although many producers that have encountered the greatest amount of loss in their crop development will maybe replant that crop, and we'll see what happens down the road. But only a very small percentage of the crop that was up was in that coldest area, so the amount of replanting necessary will be somewhat subdued. In the meantime, the rest of the Midwest, unusually cold yesterday. Temperatures running in the upper 40s and 50s across a big part of the region, some 60s in the south. And this is really almost ridiculous for this time of the year. But we will be seeing some improvement as we move forward through the end of the week. Again, tomorrow morning we will see frost again in the upper Midwest, and the afternoon highs tomorrow will be in the upper 50s and 60s across parts of the region. We'll see that again repeated on Sunday, perhaps with more emphasis on the 60s and a few lower 70s popping up in the southwestern Corn Belt. As we move on out towards the first part of next week, we'll eventually work our way back into 70 and lower 80 degree temperature readings across the lower Midwest, while the upper parts of the region get in the 60s and lower 70s. The change into warmer weather will be with us for a while. Actually, I don't think we'll see another bout of significant coolness through the end of this month, but the month of June is starting to be advertised as being a little cooler biased again, and parts of the Midwest will continue to monitor that rather closely. In the meantime, our precipitation prospects will continue to be fairly good across the region. We will see some showers lingering today across the eastern Midwest. Most of them will be erratic and light and are popping up during the afternoon and evening hours. We'll then see another round of showers in the easternmost sections of the region tomorrow. After that, we'll see most of the lower Midwest dry from Sunday through Tuesday. Our next chance for rain will probably occur Wednesday and Thursday as a weak cool front drops in from the north. It's not likely to produce a tremendous amount of precipitation, but it will disrupt the drying trend. As we get behind that cool front, we'll likely see a 2 or 3 day period of relatively dry weather once again. All of this is east of the Mississippi River and south of the Great Lakes region. For the western Corn Belt, we'll likely see some favorable conditions occurring over the next 2 or 3 days, with the best drying conditions likely to be Sunday into Monday. And then we'll see a cool front passing through those areas that will bring some rain for them as well. The most significant weather news out there in the western part of the Corn Belt and parts of the plains is the storm system that may bring relief to hard red winter wheat country. This may take place in the latter part of next week through the Memorial Holiday weekend. We'll continue to watch that rather closely. It's a long ways out in the forecast, but most of the models are on board with it. If it happens to verify, there'll be much improved rainfall potentials for places like Kansas and areas southward into parts of western Texas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.